Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
A bait toy store and Stuff the Bus campaign bring Christmas cheer to local families. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. It's time to bring holiday joy to children in need through the Abate Toy Store program. Families facing financial hardship can apply now to receive free Christmas gifts for their children, but don't wait. Vouchers are needed, and the toy store will only be open December 13th through the 15th. This week kicks off the 17th annual Stuff the Bus campaign. You can help by donating new unwrapped toys for kids age 0 to 18 or dropping off coats for the Kiwanis Club to distribute. Abate will also accept cash donations. Basin Radio Network and Abate will kick off the season with its first live broadcast on Fox Country 100.7 from Pacific Steel and Recycling today from 1 to 3. The bus will be at 1001 Larch Street for the community to drop off toy donations. Let's see how much holiday spirit we can bring to local kids this year. Every donation counts. For a complete list for all the Stuff the Bus locations this season, visit the Northeast Wyoming Abate Facebook page or visit basinsradio.com. Republican Senate and state legislature leadership elections approach. While public elections are over, leadership selections are still coming for U.S. Congress and state legislatures. According to Cowboy State Daily, in the U.S. Senate, Republicans are set to vote by secret ballot today to determine their new majority leader. Senator Cynthia Lummis of Wyoming stated she's uncommitted on her pick for Senate Majority Leader, while Senator John Barrasso, unopposed for the number two position as Senate Whip, has remained silent. Current frontrunner for Majority Leader Senator John Thune of South Dakota faces competition from Senator John Cornyn of Texas and Rick Scott of Florida, each differing in their alignment with President-elect Trump. Leadership selections are also coming for the Wyoming legislature on November 23rd. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.